Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Well, these reports from Moscow was confirmed now that a Russian general was killed today in Moscow by a car bomb. Now, nobody's claimed responsibility, but it's almost certain that Ukraine is behind it. So the Sledovania Komitet, which investigates incidents, crimes, I would say, said that General Yaroslav Maskolik died. His car, a Volkswagen Golf, blew up. An improvised explosive device had been fitted to his car. Pellets went off, and that's what killed him. So he's in Balashiha, which is just east of Moscow. And I was guessing where he's going to be. I was going to say it's going to be somewhere to the west, the southwest. That's the upscale area of Moscow. I mean, to my surprise, in Balashiha, because when I was in Moscow for 2 years, I didn't go anywhere near Balashiha. Anyway, so now the notorious liar of the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Maria Zakharova, said it's a terrorist attack. Now, terrorism is unlawful violence anywhere in the world in furtherance of any ideological cause. But this is not an ideology. Ukraine is a sovereign state, and this is lawful, okay? When there is a state of war between two countries, then they're allowed to attack each other's armed forces and to kill people. And they kill people off duty as well as on duty, whether they're armed or unarmed. That one about don't kill people unarmed, that went out a long time ago. I mean, if you have the option to take someone prisoner, then you try and do that. But if he or she refuses to surrender, then you could kill the person. Because when we have these really long-range weapons, when you're firing even cannon a couple of kilometers, when your cannonball hits the enemy camp, is someone holding a weapon in his hands or not at the moment of impact? You don't ask yourself that. It's just not relevant. You can fire a missile thousands of kilometers, and is the moment it kills someone, it makes no difference at all whether he or she is holding a weapon. And of course, on ships or planes, people often aren't holding weapons as such. They might be in the engine room or whatever, or a pilot, and the weapon systems officer is different. So, okay, human death is regrettable. Good people die every single day. Occasionally, evil people die. And it'd be difficult not to be evil as a general so high up in Putin's army, giving this war of terror he's waging against Ukrainian civilians and so on. So he's been high up for a long time. He was part of those Minsk agreements, which obviously Russia massively violated after 2014 when they even began the war and so on. And he's met various other foreign diplomats about talks about this. So his car was aflame. So the long arm of Ukraine has reached out and done this. Why? Because it's very tricky to do these attacks in Moscow. Someone's actually got to plant the bomb. You've never seen so many police officers as you've seen in Moscow. Moreover, they've got face recognition technology. So it'd be quite difficult to go there, plant it, and get away. I mean, nobody suspects anything until it goes off. Okay, police, let's study all these images. Who planted it? Where did he, she go? How's the person getting out of there? And notably, when they carried out a similar attack late last year, very close to where I used to live, actually, in December 2024, General Yegor Kirillov was killed at that, what was it called, Scarlet Sail building. And no suspects have been apprehended. And there have been other similar attacks, and they haven't caught anyone. Now, Russia often frames people up for things, like the murder of Boris, Nemtsov. But this one, they haven't even managed to frame people. They may yet do so. Some poor, unfortunate person would just be fitted up just to try and assuage public anger about this. So very likely it is. Who's got the motive, means, and opportunity is painting the Ukrainians. But, you know, you think you'd compromise a few of your whatever intelligence officers doing this kind of thing. That's quite a big risk. They could be used for something else. But they obviously consider it worth it to take out generals, because generals have to be grown over decades. They're rushing people through basic training in a month. But, you know, generals often been in the army for 30 years, got a lot of courses, are very expensive. So they're not that many generals. And it's demoralizing for generals because they think, well, you know, OK, I've served my time. I took my risk in Chechnya, in Syria, wherever. But these days, even if I'm at the front, I can be several kilometers behind the front line at least, low risk. But Ukraine's had a policy from early in the war of prioritizing killing generals, of snipers taking them out. And presumably they see some privates, NCOs or whatever, I'm not going to shoot them. Even junior officers are not going to shoot them, because that would alert the Russians as a sniper in the area. They would take cover. Wait till I get it and kill him, and miss the opportunity to kill several lower ranking people to take out the general. And partly the generals might think, this war is actually a danger to me. Because even I think I'm quite far back, I'm not safe. Even in Moscow, you're not safe when you're home on leave. Give them a vested interest to end the war. And the thing is, it's a humiliation for Russia. They can be struck in their capital. Putin, who's a securocrat, all talking about make Russia safe, has made it unsafe. So he can't even provide security on the streets of his own capital. So I suppose that's why they're doing this. Now there are possibilities. Was it a rival in the Russian army took him out? I don't think so. I've not heard of that kind of thing happening. Was it even Putin wanted him killed for some reason? Which you could very easily do, just have him arrested and killed in prison or something like that, and not kill him in a way which makes you look stupid and weak. So that's why I think, even if I think it's highly very improbable that Putin would kill someone like that. I'm not aware of ever having killed any of his generals, especially in that way. So that's why it's almost certain the Ukrainians, though so far they've not boasted we've done it. So it shows what they're capable of doing. Anyway, it's also whilst talks are ongoing with Steve Witkoff, who's there in Moscow to meet Putin, is to emphasize to Witkoff, Ukraine is still in this fight, and like Russia is not safe. Putin will think about that. The war is as costly for you as well. You ought to make peace. So people are killed on the front line every day, a few hundred people. But they might think, well, that is also attention grabbing. It gets publicity. That's a headline. 10 people are killed in Ukraine, and people just shrug it off. One person's killed in Moscow. That's more newsworthy, maybe even than 100 ordinary soldiers being killed on the front line, which is why they're going to such lengths to do this kind of thing. And I'm sure it won't be the last such operation. So there are all these drone strikes on Ukraine, killing civilians every day, but just occasionally they hit back, and they manage not to kill or wound any civilians. So yes. Obviously, it'd be better if there was no war at all, if nobody got killed. I'm not a pacifist, but the blame is entirely on the Putin regime. They could end it today, leave Ukraine, just withdraw, and that's it. And nobody's going to get killed, injured ever again. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Makes me think there's sleeper agents in Russia. I could be wrong. People, Russian citizens or not, of Ukrainian ethnicity, or for whatever reason, sympathizers, Russians who want to free Russia, who realize that the top brass are part of Putin's Nazi regime. Could it even be mafiosi? I hope the Ukrainians have hired, I don't know. They tried to form links with or the Chechen opposition as well. So just paying them to do it. When Russia does this, there's a blurring between gangsterism and the wet operations, as in the murders carried out by the Glavnaya Razvedka Upravlenia, as in the main intelligence directorate, which is part of the armed forces, military intelligence. They're the ones who carried out Putin's assassinations abroad. But they have this symbiosis with organized crime. Are the Ukrainians playing the same game? Just possibly, because then they wouldn't have to send their own people there. Okay. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal. As I said before. Okay, bye-bye.